Okay, Chevra. The Mishnah in Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph tells us that if a person writes Shtei Osios, Bein Mishem Echad, Bein Mishtei Shemos, is going to be Chayiv. If I write two Osios, Shem Echad or Shtei Shemos, I am Chayiv. How do you translate the word Shem Echad and the word Shtei Shemos?
A word unto itself.
So a word unto itself. That's one possibility. Right? In other words, that when the Mishnah says I'm chayiv for kosher shtei osios, it could be that I'm chayiv whether or not those shtei osios make a word.
Rashi sounds like letters.
It sounds like it's letters. Now, letters in distinct in the form of two separate characters. Right? The way Rashi understands the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says I'm chayiv for shem echad or shtei shemos, that means whether I write one character twice, or whether I write two separate characters. That's the way Rashi understands the Mishnah. And everyone, and we'll say it, their aunt, jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels and starts to ask a question like, hey, dear Rashi, it's very nice that you're saying that you're chayiv if you write two distinct character, or if you're chayiv, if you write two letters, both of the same character, that's very nice that Rashi's assuming that. However, Rashi, you are against the Gemara. That's the basic question that everyone asks. In other words, according to Rashi, I'm chayiv if I write two characters, even though those two characters do not form a word. But according to Rashi, I'm chayiv if it's two of the same character. Right? I'll say it like this. According to Rashi, chayiv if it's two of the same characters, even if those two characters do not form a word. Aleph Aleph is chayiv according to Rashi. And they point out that Rashi is against the Gemara. So in order to understand why Rashi is against the Gemara, and to try to defend Rashi, we have to learn the Gemara. Sounds like a plan? So Zuck the Gemara. Or the Gemara then picks up on Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says that you're chayiv on shem katan mishem gadol. By the way, we could at the outset ask the following chakira, which is the way Reb Asher Weiss begins the sugya: is the malacha of kosev about letters or about words?
Well, according to Reb Yossi, it seems to be about.
So according to Reb Yossi, it's about roshem. Roshem l'cha'ora is neither a letter nor a word. It's a mark, a srita. I just make a scratch. We're already focused on that. But one could argue that the machlokas between the Tana Kama and Reb Yehuda as understood in our Mishnah is that the Tana Kama says that I'm chayiv on two letters, even if they are Mishem Echad, and as understood by Rashi, that means Aleph Aleph. So I'm chayiv for making two marks, even if they are the same character. And it does not have to convey any meaning. It does not have to be a word. According to Rashi, within the Tana Kama, al kopanim, I am chayiv. But Reb Yehuda says, I'm only chayiv if it is what we call shem katan mishem gadol, which means like shem mishimon or mishmuel. Right? I plan on writing shimon and I just write a shin mem. So I am going to be chayiv according to Reb Yehuda. Now, what's the nature of shem? Shem is obviously a word. So we could argue that according to the Tana Kama, as understood by Rashi, the Malach of Kosev is forming letters. And the Chiddush is, even if it's the same letter twice, but it's about letters. It's not about words. A word has to be something that's meaningful, no? A gibberish word, l'cha'ora, is not a word. Good. So that is the beginning of this conversation. Now, it should be noted also. Yes.
Is it about letters? Why is it a chiddush that Aleph Aleph would be chayiv?
Well, I could argue that maybe the malacha is about letters and they have to have two distinct characters. If I just do the same thing twice, mehecha teisam chayiv. So Rashi's chiddush is that I have two of the same character and I'm still chayiv. That's why Rashi learns the Mishnah according to the Tana Kama. Now, I should note, by the way, within Reb Yehuda, and this is something the Gemara will pick up on when we go weiter after Yontiv, Shem Mishmuel or Mishimon, it's a little bit strange. How do you write the word shame?
With a mem
sofit, no?
It's weird.
Mem Sofet, it looks like a box that walks around in shoes and socks. That's why my kids learned it in kindergarten. Don't ask. But it looks like a box.
But it doesn't walk around.
It doesn't walk around. Okay, that's a kasha. Excellent. But the point... the point is that you see from this Mishnah that Shem Mishmor Mishimon is that even if I don't write it in the Mem Sofit way, which is a normal way of doing it, I'm going to be chayiv. There's actually one pasuk in Yeshaya Lemarbe Hamisra Ulashalom in Kate that the word Lemarbe has a Mem Sofit in the middle of the word.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Which? Yes. Lemarbe Hamisra Ulashalom in Kate is a Mem Sofit in the middle of the word. Right? Okay, we'll get there. We'll discuss it. There's a whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch about this, but let's go on. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Matzinu, Shem Katam Yishem Gadol. So the Gemara says, Ela Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Osios Vehem Shnei Shemos, Huda Mechayiv, Shtei Osios Vehem Shem Echad Lo Mechayiv. Right? The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah sounds like, I need Shtei Osios, which are Shtei Shemos, meaning two letters that are two different characters. But if I have two letters that are the same character, for example, if I have a shin shin, or I have a tough suf, or something like that, I am not going to be chayiv.
Even if it's like a word unto itself.
Even if it's a word unto itself. The Gemara's kasha is, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm only chayiv if it's shtei osios hein shnei shemos. But shtei osios, which is shem echad, I won't be chayiv. V'hatanya, and let's just skip a teeny bit to Rabbi Yehuda Omer, right? The third line from the top. The kasha is really ignoring the Tanakhama in the Braisa, no? The kasha is a steer within Rabbi Yehuda. V'hatanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afil al kasev ashtei osios, v'hing shem echad chayiv, kegon, sheish, teis, rare, gag, chach. No? By the way, all those things convey meaning on their own, no? Sheish is a real word. Teis is a real word. Rare. What's the word rare? So rear is like a liquid that comes out of the body. Like there's rear hayotze min ha'af. No? Okay, there you have it. So rear, gag, chach, right? Chach v'nezem v'tabas, right? So these are all words, and these are words that can be formed from a larger word. And Rabbi Yehuda says that Yechayiv, even if it's Shtei Osios, which are Shem Echad. So the Gemara has a stira within Rabbi Yehuda. Right? We're kind of truncating the Gemara. We have a bunch of other Tanoim who are thrown in the middle, but this is our stira within Rabbi Yehuda. And let's just pick up from it. It's four lines before the line gets wide. Katani mihas, Reb Yehuda Omer afil akasav el shtei osios hein shem echad chayiv. Right? That we have our scene, Reb Yehuda. And for the Gemara, lo kasha hadidei hadirabei. The time, Reb Yehuda Omer mishum nemigamli afil akasav el shtei osios hein shem echad kigon, sheish, teis, rare, gag, chach, etc. Right? So effectively, the Gemara answers that there is Rabbi Yehuda, and then there is Rabbi Yehuda quoting his Rebbe, quoting Rabbi Gamliel, and that's the answer to the stira. But at this point, the Gemara has two shitos, and the two shitos are, to be chayiv, does it have to be two distinct characters that convey meaning, or two of the same characters that convey meaning? Those are the only two shitos that I have so far. If I have two of the same character that does not convey meaning, within Rabbi Yehuda you don't see any chiyuv. No? Rabbi Yehuda is either mechayiv on shame or on gag. But either shame or gag are two characters that convey meaning. Either two characters, or two of the same character that conveys meaning, or two different characters that convey meaning. But if I have two of the same character that doesn't convey meaning, I have not seen within Rabbi Yehuda that I am chayiv. Adina.
Within the two shitos, is it the shita that says that you need two of the same characters that convey meaning? Is that really just like a your chayiv earlier? Because according to the person who thinks you're chayiv for chet, would you also then be chayiv for shame? Or is it to the exclusion?
So presumably, you're also chayav for shita. It's more obvious that if it's two different characters that convey meaning, that I'm chayav. The chiddush is, even two of the same character, I'm chayav. But we're only saying, right, we're only saying it when it is two of the same characters that conveys meaning. Now, within Reb Yehuda Mishnah version, we see Shem Mishmuel. We do not see Gog from, what would Gimel Gimel, a bigger word with Gimel Gimel? What would that be? I have no idea. Gagotenu. Okay. That sounds like a really bad high school level Hebrew text.
Well, not from the beginning of the day. What if it's you write the word backwards?
Agag.
Yeah, Agag. 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 Right, so Agag, you're missing the Aleph.
But you're assuming that you're right. That is like you'd be writing backwards.
So here, look at Rashi, though. I'm just making one point. The Rashi, Elishte Osios, Shoshem Echad Kigon Shesh Teis. The Gemara does not say that the Shesh and the Teis are Shesh and Teis from a bigger word. No? We could have said that there's a larger difference within Reb Yehuda, and Reb Yehuda of the Braisa is saying that I'm Chayiv of two letters from two of the same characters when that's what I intend to write. Nonetheless, Rashi says that the case amchayv of two of the same characters is mitevos gedolos kigon sheish mishashbitzar. Shashbitzar is a person in Tanakh somewhere, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like something.
Sounds like
from
Assyria,
one of them.
Yeah, whatever, like Purim time stuff. Yeah. Okay. Next, I have no idea who it is. Veshesh mishashbitzar misheshach. Sheshmam, right? Sheshamim, I guess? Right? It's Shesh Mishashbitza, Misheshach, and Sheshamim. Or Teis Mitisra'u and Titenu.
But it also has to be part of a bigger word.
But it has to be part of the bigger word. Ve'kol Shekein im Niskavein L'Ktana Tchila. Let's kind of put that Kol Shekein in Rashi in highlights. Rashi's saying it's more Pashut that I am Chayiv if I write two of the same characters, and I intend to only write two of the same characters, then it's more obvious that I am chayiv. The chiddush is, even if I'm writing two of the same characters, and I began with intention of writing a bigger word, even so I'm chayiv. No? That point is made in the Rashi. Kind of hold on to it. I would say inhale it, but I probably should not say that. Okay, fine. Weiter. Now, so far for the Shita of Reb Yehuda. Then we have the Shita of the Tanakama.
Wait, can I
have
a question?
Yeah.
Okay, does it have to be writing from forwards to backwards? Meaning for the case of Agag?
So, I don't have any evidence in the Gemara for the case of Agag. In other words, if I write the last two letters of a word and I miss the first letter, the Gemara does not seem to discuss that case at all. I don't know. I don't know.
Right, it could be that means yes.
But does your Kavana matter? Because let's say you wrote Gog, like, if you think Gog is Chayav.
Yeah,
regardless.
I mean, the Chiddush of Reb Yehuda, the way Rashi phrases it, is that even though my kavana is to write a longer word, I'm still chayiv on the shorter word. Whether it's a shorter word of two characters or a shorter word of one character, that's a dispute between...
But it still has to be part of a bigger word.
It's, according to Rashi, we're talking about when it's part of a bigger word, kol shekein, if I only intend to make those two characters. Right? That kol shekein in Rashi is very important. Those of you who saw the Rashash recognize why that kol shekein is important.
Yeah.
Did you see the Rashash?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the point that we're getting at. Weiter. Now, the Gemara has the pasuk in this past week's parasha, in Parshas Vayikra, says that I'm chayiv.
So exciting and show.
The pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. You should know someone. I overheard someone at Kiddush in Shul this week complaining that she came to Shul too early and she had to hear Vayikra and she was only planning on coming for Zachar. I'm like,
oh, no.
I would have wished I didn't.
That Parsha was crazy. It was the best thing ever. There's just so many things.
If you want to learn Zvachim, know Parshas Vayikra really well.
You don't
want to
learn
Zvachim. You didn't say that.
Zvachim.
Zvachim is awesome. Kachim is like the lonely stepchild of Shas, no? Ba'arba lo matzina b'shita matzina, the Gemara Bava Metzia has an expression, I don't even know four sedarim well, how do you expect me to know six sedarim? The Gemara assumes that there are four sedarim that are halacha l'maisa. Zra'im, Moed, Noshim, Nezikin. Right? Kachim and Taharis, the Gemara felt are not halacha l'maisa. Huh? So, the larger Seder of Taharis, right, neither is Halacha L'maisa, obviously, but the overall majority of Seder Taharis is like stuff like Uktzin, which is not particularly relevant in our planet. We'll have to know Uktzin. But as of now, it's not relevant. Oh. Now, in the Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra says that Yechayev a Karban Chatos, there are 36. There are 36 Averis, which you do, that are chayiv to bring a karban chatos. When an individual does the aveira, you bring a kispa o se'ira, you bring a female sheep or a female goat as your karban chatos. If you are a nasi, asher nasi yechata, that means a king, misha in algab of Elah Hashem Alakov, the Mishnah in Hariel says, is a king, so a king brings a sa'ir, no? And if you are a kohen hamashiach, if you're a kohen gadol, who's a not v'shem in hamishcha, and you do an Aveira, one of the big 36, or, again, it happens that you do it with a psak that you gave beforehand, so then you bring a par kohen Mashiach. And if Sanhedrin gives a psak that one of the big 36 are mutter, then you bring a par halam dovah shel tzibur. This is all Parshas Vayikra, Perek Dalet and Perek Hey, is the dinim of Korban Chatos. The real mystery for you is to figure out the sequence in that perek. Look at which comes first, which comes second, which comes third, and it's like actually very mysterious. Like the whole sequence like is a mystery, but that's like advanced biblical studies. I guess you have to go to GPATS for that, no? That's what GPATS officially is. Now, word from our sponsor. Now, the point is that the pasuk says, Va'asa me'achas me'ela. You do one of these. Now the Torah could have said va'asa achas me'ela, right? Was it say va'asa me'achas me'ela? So zok the Gemara, I would have thought that you're only going to be chayav a karban chatos if you do the entire thing that you intended to do. If you wrote the entire shame, or you wove the entire beged, or you made the entire basket. Talmud Lomar. Me'achas. In me'achas, I'd think that you're going to be chayev even for kosev os achas, let's say. Talmud lomar achas. Right? The pasuk should have said nothing. It could have said va'asa me'ela. The Torah does not need to have that entire word me'achas, achas, at all. The fact that the Torah says me'achas means that there are two extra things in that pasuk. The mem is extra, and the entire word achas is extra. And that's why I'm chayiv, right, even if I do part of what I intend to do, but the part that I have to do has to be something with shtei osio. So therefore I need shem katin, mishem gado, shem mishem lo mishmuel, noach minachar, don min daniel, gad mi gadi el. Okay? So that is the Tanakama. And then the Gemara has Reb Shimon. Let's just skip. It's like the eighth line over here. Reb Shimon Amir Va'asa Achas Yochai Shichtav Eskol Hashem Achi Yarig Eskol Abeged Achi Yasa Eskol Hanach. But Talmud Lomar Mei Achas, right? That you don't have to make the entire beged. You don't have to, for our purposes, write an entire book. Mei Achas, only some of it. I Mei Achas Yochai Afilu Lo Kasev Elo Ois Echas. Afilu lo arag al chut echad, afilu lo osa elo bayis echad benapa, Talmud lomar achas. Haketzar, eino chayiv ad sheyaase melacha shekiyotze ba miskayemes. Now, the Gemara asks, that the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon seem to be the same. No? The Gemara asks this.
Reb Shimon had
Tanakhama. That is the second wide line. I apologize that I'm doing this Gemara kind of in cut and paste, but it seems like it makes more sense to me to do the Gemara this way. Correctly, Reb Shimon had Tanakhama. V'chi tema aleph aleph de ezarcha ikabenayu. The Tanakhama saba aleph aleph de ezarcha lo mechayev. Reb Shimon saba kema di ise bigalturi ba'al mechayev. Right? The Gemara entertains that if I have aleph aleph, so that would be a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon. The Tanakhama says that I am going to be chayiv only if it is Shem Mishmuel. That means two different characters. But aleph aleph, I would not be chayiv. Reb Shimon has a lashon in this same braisa that Reb Shimon says I'm going to be chayiv if it's kiyotze ba miskayemes. Kiyotze ba miskayemes means it stands on its own at some point ever. And therefore, Aleph Aleph stands on its own at some point ever in a galturi, which is like a kameya. No? It's basically the equivalent of like Nach Nach Nachman Me'uman. Right? That seriously, that's what it is. That you write like gibberish stuff. And the idea is it's supposed to convey some sort of, I don't know, Rashi has like a negative opinion of this, Machshefus. Right? Rashi says it's like Kishuf. No?
I learned about this in 11th grade with like Jewish history with people like with Kabbalah, but they've had these kamiyas.
Right, so part of the issue like, in the Eibshitz Emden controversy is people accuse the Rebbe Reb Yonson Eibshitz of being a Sabbatean and he's raiding amulets and stuff. The way Rav Shechter, by the way, says it. Rav Shechter is convinced that Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz was like the God of Hadar, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden was a nice, fine Jew. And he's like, so Rav Shechter says, like, who gave him the right to start up with the God of Hadar, Rabbi Yaakov Emden? What did he know? And you have to be like Rav Shechter to be able to say that. Right? It's kind of an impressive comment, no? Whatever. The Rebbe Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz, by the way, is an unbelievable guy. Like, if you read the Crazy Places in Yerideya, you could shake from how brilliant the man is. He's really impressive. Huh? Okay, whatever. My students uptown, apparently uptown when like people ask me questions that I either don't want to answer, I don't know the answer to, I say, you know, I can't answer that unless I'm drunk. That's like a line I use uptown. So they came over to me today in the base medrash with a list of times when they said that in shir. They said, Rebbe, I just want you to prepare. We're coming over on Purim. So, like, whatever. So the Gemara assumes that since Reb Shimon in the Braisa, Reb Shimon as opposed to Tanakhama says anything which is kiyotzi b'miskayemes, that would mean that I'm chayiv on ezarcha. I'm chayiv on aleph aleph. So the Gemara says, one second, that's impossible, because Reb Shimon is more mekel than the Tanakhama. Right, we have hakoydei hakoshu is chayiv, right? But Reb Shimon says, achiyiftech es kulo. That means Reb Shimon is more mekel. Now, I, for the life of me, do not understand this kasha in the Gemara. Just because Reb Shimon is more mekel in the case of kodeach, who says Reb Shimon has to be more mekel in the case of rating aleph aleph? No?
We just want it to be consistent.
But, like, there are so many Reb Shimons in Shas. Right? Am I telling you that Reb Shimon is always a mekel? It's kind of extreme, I think. I don't really understand. One second. Let me just look something up. I just don't fully understand this kasha. Where's the Tosefta? Is it the same Tosefta? That's what I'm just thinking now. If this is all the same Tosefta, so then that would answer my problem. Does anyone have the Tosefta in their Gemara? My Gemara?
I do.
Yeah, you should have it. We should all have it. Where's the Tosefta? Just want to take a peek. Here. So Tosefta Perek Yud Beis in my Gemara It is on page 9 and 10.
Okay, so it's in...
It's Tosefta Perek Yud Beis, Tosefta Gimel is the second part. Where is our case about Kosev Os Achas? I don't see it, actually. Where does this Brisa come from? This Brisa that...
Zion.
What? Is it Zion? The Hakodeach, that's in Halacha Gimel, the Tosefta, right? That's Halacha Gimel I have. But where does the Tosefta describe the case? Where does our case come from? This long Braisa that we just read, where does it come from? If it would have been the same Tosefta, I would answer my question, but I have no idea why the Gemara is asking, oh, how can it can't be that Reb Shimon is more Machmir when we know that Reb Shimon is more Mekal? I don't understand exactly why the Gemara asks this Kasha. Adina?
Can't you say, though, that for Hilchot Shabbos, or like the key of in terms of where your chayav from halacha, so, doesn't make you think you have a higher standard than a lower standard for different halachos.
Again, it's possible, but that would require a phenomenal bakiyas.
Right.
Like when you think about that, this is an entire mesechta. Like you'd have to check all the Reb Shimon's versus the Tanakamas. That would be a very, you'd have to do like a Bar Ilan search. Maybe it's kedai. I mean, I'd be curious to see the results of that. But as it is now, I just don't hear Akasha, oh, Reb Shimon said that, is Vos. Like, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, basically, the Gemara says, maybe the Machlokis Tanakama relate, and Reb Shimon relates to whether you chayv on Aleph of Ezor, of Aleph, because you could use Aleph somewhere else, in the Kameya, or the like.
Okay.
So the Gemara answers... Ella Reb Shimon, so Lashmina Shiyichtav is a shame kulo, right? The Gemara answers no. Really, Reb Shimon is more mekel. That Reb Shimon is saying that you have to write the entire name, right? And you're not going to be chayiv only for part of it. And we have to change the text in the Reb Shimon in our brisa. That what Reb Shimon is really saying is that you're not going to be chayiv until you write the entire word. I would have thought that you're not chayiv unless you write the entire pasuk. Kamashon yachayiv if you write the entire word. So effectively, right, the Gemara is saying that aleph. Are you chayiv for writing aleph according to anyone? No. And this raises a question on the shita of Rashi, that Rashi says in our Mishnah that I'm chayiv for aleph.
Wait, so what is
the
term for
that? So the way the Gemara sets it up, right, that we are trying to figure out what's the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon. So at first we think that Reb Shimon is more machmir, and Reb Shimon would say, I'm chayiv if I write aleph. The Gemara answers, no, Reb Shimon can't be more machmir, rather Reb Shimon is more mekel, and what Reb Shimon means is I'm only chayiv if I write the entire word. If I write part of the word, I'm not chayiv. Right, that's what Reb Shimon is saying. Oh, okay, very nice. So, halacha l'maisa, what about aleph? The pashtus is, I am not chayiv on aleph. And this raises a question on Rashi, who said in our Mishnah that I am chayiv on aleph. So far, so good, ladies? Now, there are two answers found in Achronim on the Rashi. Reb Kiva Eger on Mishnayis. On the side of the big Mishnayos, you have the Tosis Reb Kiva Eger. Reb Kiva Eger says that what Rashi is saying is actually the way I read the Mishnah to you, which is according to the Tanakama of our Mishnah. Meaning, Reb Kiva Eger is saying that maybe there's another machlokes over here beneath the surface. Our Mishnah assumes that you're chayev on shtei, right, shame echad or shtei shemos, and we know that the word shame means character. So I'm chayiv if I write two of the same character. That's what the Mishnah says. According to the Braisa, you're right. You're not chayiv if you write two of the same character. But the Mishnah and the Braisa disagree. That is the opinion of Reb Kiva Eger. So our Mishnah does not really... our Mishnah says it, our Mishnah means it, but The Braisa is disagreeing. Halacha l'maisa, what would we assume? I have no idea. Right? It's a machlokas, according to Rebbe Kiveger, between the Tana of our Mishnah and the Tanoim in the Braisa. The Rashash, however, has a different approach to Judaism. Who wants to tell me what the Rashash says? Who was the Rashash? When and where did he live?
After Moshe Rabbeinu, before Moshe Feinstein.
Good. Where did he live?
Europe.
He in Europe. Where? Which city? Good, good. All right. If you guess Antarctica, usually you're wrong, so Europe is much better. The Rashash lived in Vilna. In fact, there is a book that just came out on the Strashun Library. The Rashash had a massive library that survived until the war. And it's called the Strashun Library. Who wrote the book? I think it is...
When did he live?
So Rashash is around the period of the Gra, a little bit after. So we're talking the beginning of the 19th century. End of the 18th century, being the 19th century. The Rashash was super duper rich. He had a massive library, and the library lasted for what? Who wrote the book, the Strashun Library? You can Google it, you'll find it in a second. It's a new book that just came out on the Strashun Library. Huh? Josh Toplitsky, I think. He's a daven in my show. He's a historian. He's in Stony Brook. I'm pretty sure he's the author of that book. Okay. So the Hasidim don't like the Rashash because the Rashash did not believe in Gilgul Neshamas. The Rashash in Bava Metzia on the Gemara that says Kiseitze and Kisavo, the Gemara like kind of parallels the two psukim. So Grant writes, just like Kishem should be Yoskola Olam Belochet, Kach Yitzi Yoskola Olam Belochet. That's the Lashon the Gemara above Mitzvah, like Kuf Gimel. So Rashash says, one second, Be Yoskola Olam Belochet, that means that there's no such thing as Gilgul Neshamos. For that reason, Hasidim don't learn the Rashash. Because if you deny Gilgul Neshamos, right, you know, that means you're not authentically Jewish, Kayadua. I'm not a fan of Gilgul Neshamos, although I have no idea, whatever. So the Rashash over here, who wants to tell me what the Rashash's comment is? Where is the Rashash? Yeah, Adina?
Okay. I think what he's saying is that there's a difference as to whether you're chayav based on what your intent is when you write the letters. So if you write the letters, the example that's brought down for Rishima that we don't ask in life, is that if you write the two letters like an aleph, it's part of a bigger word, so you wouldn't be chayav. But Rashi's saying that if you write an aleph and your intention is just to write the aleph, or you don't even have an intention,
Nachon,
then you'd be chayav.
Like, so in other words, if my kavana is to write an entire word, I want to write ezorcha. By the way, the Gemara has ezorcha. I would have said ezovcha because I'm more of a pessimist. But but the Gemara says that aleph, I'm not chayav. Oh, that's when my kavan is to write an entire word. However, if my kavan is only to write aleph, then I am chayav. And l'cha'ora, the Rashash's point within Rashi has evidence from the Rashi that we pointed out earlier. Right? Because that Rashi, shtei osio shehem shem echad, Rashi says, kol shekein, if niskavin l'ktana t'chila. Meaning it's more pashut that I'm chayav if my entire kavana is for this, so much more pashut that if I write aleph, which is effectively meaningless, no? Efshar with a chechik, right? Or aleph is actually a grade of esrogim, no? If you, any of you work for Bnei Akiva selling esrogim? No one. Oh gosh, right? So if you... Aren't you a big B'nai Akiva person? No, someone? There is Kim Stone. Okay. Huh? So if you, there is a grade of Estrogan called Aleph, which I actually A-plus. Think is better than Aleph.
A plus,
right? So that's the Rav Shash's comment.
Like
now, what's worth noting over here is that according to Rashi, I'm chayiv on an aleph. The Rambam, however, assumes that you're never chayiv on aleph. That's the Pashtus and the Rambam. Most people assume there's a fundamental machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. We'll talk about this in a second, Sophia.
It's really just sounds like Rabbi Yossi's opinion that, like, with Roshima, like, anything that you, like...
So, no, this is different than Roshima. Roshima means a mark that conveys no meaning. Over here, I'm writing a real character. I'm writing a letter of the alphabet. I'm writing a letter. It happens that in this context, it means nothing, but it is something that's a real letter of the alphabet. Moshe Lama Hadavar Dome, if you're a little kid, and you learn Aleph Beis, so I teach you Aleph Beis, right? Rav Shachter once told me, actually, when my son was learning Aleph Beis, that we should try to make, I should make Birchas HaTorah in the morning before going through the letters, because even a single letter has the din of Kedusha on it. So I couldn't wake up in the morning and just teach him Aleph, Beis, whatever, because it's genuine Torah. The Gemara says that, like, the shin on top of the tefillin is genuine Torah, right? Even if it's one letter. And Osachas, right? The Gra is quoted by his brother in the Sefer Milas HaTorah, that the Ma'ala of Talmud Torah of the, over other mitzvahs is that every letter that you learn is an independent mitzvah. Huh? That's good mussar, no? That's like, I feel good, yes.
But then that underlines the whole, like, aspect of it being significant, so that it doesn't matter if it's just...
So that would mean, one second, back to our Hakira from the beginning, is the Malach of Kosev forming letters or forming words? It's a significant thing. It's a letter. Rishima, that's insignificant. It's just a mark. It's just a scribble scrabble. But an Aleph is very significant. That's what Rashi is saying, as understood by the Rashash. The only thing is that if my kavan is to write an entire word, and I write part of that word, just Aleph, Aleph, so then it's insignificant. Then it doesn't count. It's almost like the idea of achshavei in halacha. Right? In halacha, usually I need to eat a full shear to be chayiv. I need a full kazayas to be chayiv for eating chelev or dam. Let's say I eat a single bug. Right? The Gemara Makkah says I'm going to be chayiv on a koshahu if it's a berya, because achshavei, I'm making it chashuv. The fact that I make a decision to eat it, right, shows that I'm machshavei. Something, right, like, it's almost Pesach time. Charcho kodem zmano, if I eat chametz that was already burned and doesn't have a shame ochal anymore, I could be chayiv, because I'm an idiot. I decide to eat it, but I'm machshev it, right? I can be machshev something when that's what I decide to do. But if I'm trying to write ezarcha, and I write aleph aleph, there's no chashiv, so the aleph aleph is only part of a longer word, of ezarcha, therefore I'm not chayiv. But if I decide to write aleph aleph, chayiv. That's the way Rashash is in Rashi. The chiyuv is out letters. Okay, you'll think about it for two more minutes. Let's just do the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Hakosev, Rambam Perek Yudav Halacha Yer, Hakosev Os Kefula Pa'amayim, V'hu Shem Echad, Kemo Dad, Taste, Gag, Rare, Sheish, Sas, Chach. Right, the Rambam, by the way, has a few that are not in the Gemara, right? Samach Samach for the Rambam. What does Samach Samach mean? I think it probably is a mistake. You have to look in the Frankos. I think it should be Sin Sin, and Sin... I think sas, samach samach, means absolutely nothing, no? But samach and sin were often interchangeable, right? Shin shin is a word, and sin sin is a word. Sus, kasher sus, right? Etc. But the Rambam says, I'm only chayv to write os kfula pa'amayim if it is shem echad, if it conveys meaning. Aleph, aleph of the Rambam, I'm not chayiv. That's the impression I get from Perek Yud Aleph, halacha tes and halacha yud. Beferish in the Rambam. So, the funny thing is, though, that there's another Rambam which throws a wrench into this entire plan, and the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Dalid ends up saying something that is, like, wild and crazy. Zuck the Rambam, Kol meskaven lasos melocha b'shabes v'hisko b'va'asa kashir chayiv, afal pi shelo hishlem kol ha-melocha sh'neskaven la-hashlima. I plan on doing an entire melocha, and I only do part of it. I only do the shi'ur. I'm still going to be chayiv. Ketzad. Right? What are the cases? So the Rambam gives a case. Let's say, I intend, niskavin larug beged shalem, mishayarug shnei chutin chayiv. I make two weave stitches. I don't know how you say that. So I'm going to be chayiv. But the Rambam also writes, harish niskavin lichtov igeres, oshtar b'shabes, ein omim lo yischayiv zeh achi yashlem cheftzo v'yichtov kol ashar. kol hashdar o kol hageres ela mishe yichtav shtei osios chayev. Ram says I'm chayev. I write two osios, even though my kavanah is to write an entire letter. Now the Rambam tells me I'm chayev when I write two osios. The Rambam does not tell me what these two osios are. You get an impression from the Rambam, says Rabbi Yisrael Zalman Meltzer in the Evan HaOzel. Rabbi Yisrael Zalman, by the way, is Rabbi Aaron Kotler's father-in-law. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in the Yeshiva in Kletzk. Then he went to Eretz Yisrael and became the Rosh Yeshiva in Etz Chaim. When my father learned in Israel in 1948, my grandfather told my father that he should try to go and meet the Gedolei Yisrael. So my father, one Friday afternoon, knocked on Rabbi Yisrael Zalman's door, and he said, I'm here. He said, who are you? Why are you here? My father's like, I'm here because my father told me to meet the Gedolim, something like that. So Rabbi Yisrael Zalman says, you know, I have hot water. You want to take a shower? There are no hot showers in Yerushalayim in 1948. So my father got, like, the only hot shower he had, like, for months in Rabbi Yisrael Zalman's house. Okay, that's the only story I have. I think that's actually kind of cool, but whatever. So the Rambam writes that I'm chayiv if I plan on writing a letter and I write two osios. But the Rambam doesn't tell me what these two osios are. It's entirely possible, says Rabbi Yisrael Zalman, that these two osios do not convey any meaning. I plan on writing a letter, right? And the letter begins, E'ezorcha, I will help you, no? And then I'm going to write a whole drasha how I'll help the guy. And I just say, Aleph, Aleph, I'm chayiv. But one second, didn't we say that the Rambam Perek Yud Aleph says, I'm not chayiv if I write Aleph, Aleph? So says Rabbi Yisrael Zalman, Al Karchecha, the Rambam holds, that if my kavanah is to write Aleph, Aleph, as part of a larger word, then I'm chayiv. But if my kavanah is to write Aleph, Aleph on its own, then I'm not chayiv. And when you think about it, this is razzle-dazzle and amazing, because it's punkt fakert from Rashi. No? Rashi, as understood by the Rashash, is saying that I'm going to be chayiv only when my kavanah is. I'm writing Aleph, Aleph, Adkan, Vesulo. But if I intend to write a bigger word, according to Rashi, I'm not chayiv. But the Rambam says, fakert, that if I intend to write a bigger word, then I am chayiv. But if not, then I'm not chayiv. And this already will require a certain hesber as to why this would be true. Right? These opinions that, like, are mamish, totally opposite, like, ein za omer ela darsheni, right? L'cha'ora, we have to come up with some svara to explain it. I've been thinking about this. I don't have a good mahalach yet. If you can think of a svara, like, what's the nekudas ha-machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, I think that would be very worthwhile. I've been trying to figure this out for a while. According to Rashi, if my kavanah is to write Aleph Aleph, I'm chayiv. Right? The only thing I could think of is as follows. This gets back to our chakira. I don't know why, but I know what. Is the malacha of kosei writing letters or writing words? So Rashi holds that the malacha is writing letters. Right? Meaning, if my kavanah is to write letters, I'm chayiv writing letters. So if I write Aleph Aleph, the sulo, I'm going to be chayiv. But if my kavanah is to write a word, the aleph aleph has to convey meaning, according to Rashi. The Rambam, however, holds that the malacha of kosev is about writing words, not about writing letters. So my kavanah is to write ezarcha. I'm going to be chayiv because I did miktsas of that kavanah. Nirlofini stated that this connects to another Rambam. This is very much conjecture. I don't know if this is correct. But again, this is what's going on in my own mind. I have like zero raya to this. But the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sefer Torah that if I write Miktsas Mishem HaMeforash, I'm going to be chayiv for Mochek as Hashem. Let's say I just write a Yud, and my kavanah is to write the full Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Rambam says that I'm chayiv if I erase that Yud. Right? I say, Hine, before you write a Shem, you have to write L'Shem Kedusha Hashem. You have to like, say, I'm writing it right for the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. The Rambam says, Miktsas Mishem HaMeforash, I'm chayiv. Apparently for the Rambam, I anticipate the entire thing as if it's done. And I'm chayiv for erasing Miktsas Mishem HaMeforash. This is why, for example, the Rugachover used to be machmir not to write Baruch Hashem on the top of his letters. Because he felt that the hey, if you write Beis Hey on top of the letter, he felt that the hey is Miktsas Mishem HaMeforash, then you can never erase it.
Wait, who?
So this is why some people are very frum and they write Beis Samach Dalet on top of the paper rather than Beis Hei, because Beis Hei, the Hei might be Mixas Mishem HaMeforash, no? It's like, right? Again, it's like a Chumra, Gabi Chumra, Gabi Chumra, but perhaps the idea is, that's actually a bigger Chumra, because then it's not the Haskolas Hashem. No, the Hei is in the middle of the Shem Hashem. But I would argue that maybe the pshat in the Rambam is that the Rambam holds that the Melacha of Kosev is for writing words, not for writing letters. The only thing is that the Rambam elsewhere tells me that I can anticipate the haskola of a word as if it's an entire word. For Rashi, A, there is no anticipation. B, and therefore, if I decide to write a word, it has to be a complete word. B, Rashi holds that there's another track within the Melacha of Kosev called writing letters. But I have no rayas why this would be correct. Just seems to me that this might be the pshat. Okay, ladies, we should have a freilach and purim. Enjoy. Is the women's chagiga uptown or downtown? Like, this was a fight a couple years ago.
Really?
It used to be uptown. And...